The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind from the studios at 550 K-Fire in Bismarck. Mandan, the mothership for the What's on Your Mind network, 910 KCJB in Minot, the flag family of AM 1100, the flag Fargo, that'd be on the east, and AM 1090, the flag in the west, rocking the Bakken from KTGO in Tioga, and Stanley, Watford City in Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. It replays us every afternoon as well on 1460 AM. Love having you. iHeartRadio as well. Wherever you're at, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can bring us along with you. And check out the iHeartRadio app, too. Your calls, questions, and comments to tell us what's on your mind are always welcome here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email comments. You can go on Facebook. Love to hear from you. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will join us later this hour. We're going to do some trooper talk. In the meantime, we're going to finish your answers to our question, should the United States of America get in the game, engage in taking on ISIS, as in this is important enough for ground troops. Right now we have a government that believes Ebola is worthy of ground troops, building clinics in West Africa, but have steadfastly said no to ground troops in Iraq to take on ISIS, a group of evil terrorists who mean to stand up an Islamic State everywhere, including where you are. Do we go or do we not go? By the way, quick informal survey, right now about 2-1 in favor of going from our audience, but some folks with some varying reasons for no-go. Before the break, we were chatting with TJ and Bismarck, who served in the military. We're putting all vets to the front of the line on this question today. And TJ had an are-you-kidding-me contribution that comes a little bit earlier. We do that Friday. We always encourage folks to submit their are-you-kidding-me's. And TJ, you had one for today, so I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
Well, thank you for letting me hold over the break there, Scott. I want to preface this with saying that we already have an ISIS flag in the White House right now, and that's about how I feel about that. But the are you kidding me I have here is for the United States over the past 30 or so years, and it's been about as long as I've been paying attention, is we've had a foreign policy of destabilization in the Middle East, and that's not something that they come out and tell us. But they sprinkle a few truths in amongst their lies to make it sound plausible. Now, we supplied Stinger missiles and arms to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan back when Russia was our number one enemy. And then turn around here after 9/11, we're over in Iraq fighting those same people we armed. And the same with Iraq. We propped up Saddam Hussein throughout the 80s and whatnot in order to have a counterbalance to Iran. And now after 9/11, we were back in Iraq fighting a war. Now we have this threat called ISIS, and guess where a lot of their armament came from? That's right, it came from the United States. And now we're going to be in there fighting them again. And then I just hear on the news today that Congress authorizes the president to arm rebels in Syria. Are you kidding me? I mean, are we going to be back over there in 5 years fighting them? This is ridiculous. They're taking our tax money, and they're giving weapons to these groups over there so we can turn around and fight them in 5 and 10 years and send our sons and daughters over there? That is so stupid. And it's been a foreign policy as long as I can remember, as long as I've been alive. And it's not just Obama, and it's not just Bill Clinton. It was George Bush, and it was his dad, and it went on before that, too. This is ridiculous. We shouldn't be sending our men and women over there to fight against our weapons. And that's what we're doing. Essentially, that's a foreign policy of destabilization for the Middle East. What we need to do for a foreign policy is take an example from Israel, where we speak sternly and carry a very big hammer. And if you step out of line, if you do something that's going to threaten our people, we're going to drop that hammer on you and take you out.
There's one way that'll happen. One way that'll happen, and that is if the American public rise up And this is a an important crossroads right here, right now. We are at the equivalent of where we could have been pre 9/11 in Afghanistan to rout these guys out. We know what they want. They're telegraphing this. They're telling us the confrontation with the United States is inevitable. That's their words, okay? So we're there right now, and we can do exactly what you're saying, take a page out of Israel's book, but only, it'll only happen if we demand it as citizens. Appreciate the call. Dave, a vet in the oil patch, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hello, good morning. Basically a lazy person. I was living in Kansas City and about to lose my house and everything, so I moved up here to pay my bills. And I don't want boots on the ground, but sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
You have to do what you have to do. What you have to do. In other words, you don't like the idea of it, but you know it's needed to take on evil. You want this now because it's necessary. Is that what I hear you saying?
If they're going to behead our people and other people around the world just wantonly, or just for being in there, and kill Christians just for being Christians. Now, I'm a Christian, and I believe in turn the other cheek, but I also believe that if my cheek is turned and they're going to try to cut my head off, I better turn the other cheek the other way and fight, and that's what I'll do. I will fight for my rights, and I want all Americans to want to fight for their rights.
Dave, appreciate your service. And by the way, you don't sound lazy to me. If you were down in Kansas City with some bills to pay and you picked up and came to find gainful employment in North Dakota, you're a good American, it sounds like to me.
Well, work is a four-letter word. Nobody likes to work. I drive a truck to pay the bills, but I'm not a truck driver. I'm a lazy man.
Give yourself a little more credit there, Dave. You're contributing to the American economy, and God bless you for coming to North Dakota. Another vet on the road listening to AM 1100 The Flag. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm all for putting troops in there, but hopefully they let them fight the war like they're supposed to, like we're trained to fight. The American citizens are getting sick of these 10-year wars because they're not letting us fight. We go in there and we play games, and they won't allow us to go in there what we're trained to do, and not just put groups in our troops on the ground. We should also stop all visas, all students coming over from that part of the country. No more vacations from that part of the country. Just put a chokehold on them. Don't even let them have a coconut smile. if they don't like the West, we shouldn't give them anything that comes from us, or Europe, or anywhere else. Just let them go back to just dirt and let them fight amongst themselves. And if they do harm an American, just go in there and show them what we will do if they don't stay on their own ground.
Gary, thanks for your service. Well said. Appreciate the call. No coke, no smile. We're going to go there to get a job done. Rod in Minot, listening on KCJB. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think the current administration is really, with the weak immigration policy and our poorest borders, has really made it so that we're not going to have a choice eventually. I think they're going to make it here. I'm sure that they're already trying, and there probably is a lot of ISIS here already. I think that we do need troops over there, but I don't think that that's going to necessarily stop it right away. I think that they're still going to make it over here.
But they're going to be here quicker if we do not engage, are they not, Rod?
Yes, I absolutely think so. But I do think that we need to also secure our borders. I mean, if we don't do that, then they're definitely going to make it here. But, there's a lot of things we need to do over there. That airfield that they took over, we really need to help and get that back. You know, they don't need more weapons in their hands.
But your vote right now is go. Troops on the ground, get it done.
Yes.
Rod, thanks. Sally in Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Your take, Sally.
Thanks. Yeah, well, Ebola, quarantine those places where it's running rampant, and airdrop supplies and humanitarian assistance to them, but don't send people in there and don't bring it in here.
Too late.
Close. Stop immigration if you don't want to have another 911. That did not take place from Iraq or any place else. That took place from within this country because we have those people here. Just stop immigration, period. I mean, we quarantine animals before we bring them in, right? We check them out. Now, I mean, we got nothing but people coming in here, and we're, you know, throwing out the red carpet, and we're saying, okay, come in here, we're putting the word out. And as far as going around the president, he's been purging our top military people for years now, and he's been putting his own people in there.
And we're paying the price. We're paying the price. And the truth,
the way to run the war by the people is to impeach this man. And if we send rhinos, like, with all due respect, Kevin Cramer is one, who will run interference for Democrats in the Senate by not making them vote on impeachment, we can't do anything about this president.
Do you want troops on the ground in Iraq now?
Not with this president. I would be slaughtered. Slaughtering them faster.
And others have said that as well. But you go to war with the president you have. To paraphrase Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld. Right? You go to the army. You go to war with the army you have.
Answer the one.
Remember that one? Yeah, exactly. 16 past 10. Trooper Talk coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks. Appreciate all the feedback. Great calls.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The heavens above all the world below. By stealing wood, by shedding blood, on wings of golden claw, he set the sturdy bonds of earth to touch the face of God. The many times of trouble and the devils they may bring are only supported by the will to fight. He raised his mighty wings. Prepare for war, the guarding peace, for liberty and love. He shall never run to evil. death don't smoothly from above.
Who's on vacation? Goes to Hawaii. Yeah, I could comment about that. I should do about the veteran. I'm not a veteran, but I think you should go in there, like you said, just bomb the hell out and leave no prisoners, and like I said, and then, like, was that Mr. Scott, he acts like a politician. I think he is a politician, just like the other politicians. I think him and all the politicians just keep their flap shut and listen to what's going on and don't talk, because Scott, he talks all the time. Why don't you just do what he does best, be a lapdog to our black Muslim president? That's all I got to say. Are you kidding me, Scott? I'm going to say that for a Wednesday instead of Friday. Have a good day now.
Scott, this is Marv. I was in the service from 1971 to 1975, and I believe we need to have boots on the ground over there. I also think that we have ISIS operatives in the United States at this time, and they're just waiting for a goal when we got our pants down to kick it. So I think we need to go. Bye. Scott, this is Marv. I was in the service from 1971 to 1975, and I believe we need to have boots on the ground over there. I also think that we have ISIS operatives in the United States at this time, and they're just waiting for a goal when we got our pants down to kick it. So I think we need to go. Bye.
Yeah, Doug. What's on your mind anyway, Scott? Hey, this is Ray from the end, man. Politics are a bunch of hypocrites. What a bunch of hypocrites. John Kerry meeting with the Arab leaders in robes, hugging and kissing them. I seen it on TV. Why is the U.S. government in bed with those Arab countries that raise and teach their offspring with evil religious brainwashing? Now, the U.S. government wants to use the military to train and give those evil people more military equipment. What a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, keep promoting all this stuff. Propaganda. Your tax dollars at work. Don't you just love it? Oh, boy, you bunch of hypocrites.
Hey, you just had a quick comment. Isn't that, you know, with this ISIS threat, they say that they might, you know, eventually have a confrontation with the USA. Isn't that what the Second Amendment's all about? We keep and bear arms to protect the homeland? Thanks. Bye.
Hey, good morning. Ed here from Ireland. I can't believe you're surprised there, Scott, about Mr. Obama sending troops over for the take care of this disease patrol. Everything he does is backwards. I think this man's dyslexic. It doesn't surprise me in the least. What he's supposed to do, he don't. What he needs to do, he goes and plays golf, or whatever the heck he does. Goes on vacation. Goes to Hawaii. Tell him to go to heaven. Hey, have a good day.
The people speak on what's on your mind. 24 past
I'm
the hour.
I'm years old. I've never heard anybody say, go to heaven.
No, I didn't
mean it like that.
Jamie,
why have I never heard that?
One of our listeners, Jamie, suggested this bumper music that we use for that montage of the rest of the callers on this topic. It's the Warrior Song by Sean Householder. The YouTube part of it's very good. I like the scene. Anyway, thanks for all your comments. This topic starts here, starts now, but I appreciate all the feedback, especially hearing from all the vets today. Thanks for letting your voice be heard over the last 90 minutes of this conversation. Conversation today on What's on Your Mind. Sergeant Tom Iverson is here, and we're going to switch gears and do a little trooper talk today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you could ask a trooper anything, one question, what would it be? Sergeant Iverson, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on.
So here's my question. This is just really bugging me. I have on occasion maybe gone just a hair faster than I should be based on the speed limit, and I come up against a trooper. In other words, I'm traveling east or westbound on 94 as an example, and they're going just a hair over, just slightly over, and all of a sudden I see in front of me a trooper. What should I do at that point? Because very often they're going just a hair under the speed limit, and I never know what to do. It's kind of an awkward moment.
Yep, it can be an awkward moment. These do come up from time to time. If the trooper is going the speed limit, you should refrain from passing that trooper. Typically, we do patrol under the speed limit, so my advice, is if you can do so by going the speed limit, if you can safely pass them, then definitely you can get around and pass them. But there's no leeway, I guess, for passing. If you need to pass somebody, you need to do it by staying within the speed limit. So there's no leeway allowed.
So in other words, on the interstate, 75, that's the posted speed limit.
Yes, correct.
And you're saying don't go 76 to pass a trooper.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now I got my answer. So and others as well. And have you ever picked somebody up in that case?
Yes, I have. Maybe not one over the speed limit, but there's times where, somebody is going 79, I'm cruising at 75, and they feel the need to pass me, and that just, that doesn't show a whole lot of respect to the trooper out there.
Ask him anything today, folks. Sergeant Tom Iverson here with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your calls at 800-228-0550. What's a bigger worry? Maybe these are both a worry, so this is an unfair question, but is it the speed that we're traveling, or is it, just simple, like, buckle up? What's a bigger concern? What message would you say would be most important?
You know what? Speed has been an issue throughout years. It's just something that is the main bread and butter of the Highway Patrol and law enforcement. Buckling up is something that is not necessarily newer, but it's newer than the speeding conundrum. Wearing your seatbelt is extremely important. If somebody wants to come on the radio and argue that they know somebody who passed away because they were wearing their seatbelt, I don't even want to have that conversation. It's just proven that seatbelts save lives. And if we can get the majority of people to increase our seatbelt compliance rates, we're going to see some significant impacts on our fatal collisions out on our roadways.
It seems like we're going faster. I mean, our speeds inching up. I remember the debate. It was a talk radio debate when the speed limit on the interstates went to 75. And, The leadership of the Highway Patrol said 75 doesn't mean 80. It's not uncommon to have traffic flow be at 90 on the interstates right now.
Yep, it happens. There's times where the traffic flow, people tend to follow the leader. So they pick the speeds up to stay with another vehicle, and then it kind of domino effects. You find a large amount of vehicles that are doing that. But, speeds have increased. Maybe in western North Dakota, I shouldn't even say western North Dakota, the entire state, time is money. People want to get to where they're going in the quickest amount of time. And they find themselves, exceeding the speed limit a little bit. And I guess that's why we are out there, is to keep that under control a little bit and make sure that we have a presence out on our roadways.
Barry in East Grand Forks, we'll get your question in quickly before the break and then the answer after. Go ahead, Barry.
Yes, I'm wondering how many tickets have you guys given out, say, this year for not people driving without their lights on in the rain? That's these cars become invisible out there in the rain.
All right. So the question is, do you write tickets for driving in the rain, driving in the rain without your lights on? Interesting question, Barry. Hang on. We'll tackle that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right, we're coming to Mike in Bismarck, John in Forbes, Scott eastbound on I-94, and Bob in Valley City with your questions for our guest, Sergeant Tom Iverson. It's Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We also have some Facebook questions. You can weigh in there as well. So Jim had the question on, is it an offense to not have your lights on during the rain? Good idea, but is it the law?
Yes, it actually is. Lighted headlamps are required anytime from sunset to sunrise, and also anytime when it's raining, snowing, sleeting, or hailing, or any other adverse weather. If you cannot see that vehicle for 1,000 feet, that's, I'm reading it directly out of our North Dakota Century Code here. But yes, I mean, it is very important that you need to have your headlights on, and we should all be in the habit of turning on our headlights just to be more visible. As far as the specific number that our agency has written, so far this year, you know, without our database in front of me to look up some of that information, this is just a guess. I'm going to have to be awfully close, but I suppose around 100 citations for the year, I would say.
Is that right? So you write them for that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Good reminder. Good call. Thank you. Mike in Bismarck listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Mike.
Gotcha, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I got a question for the trooper. It's something happened to me here. I've been driving for, I'd say probably 48 years, probably 45. I'm 60 something. And I've always learned that when you're driving down a two-lane road and somebody is going less than the speed limit, and especially like this one fellow was doing, he was at 45 and 55. And then he'd go back up to 50, back down to 45. So I guess I should have just called 911. But I decided to pass the fella. Well, I pulled out and started to pass him. I was doing 55, starting to pass him, and he speeds up to 55, matches my speed. And so I tried going a little faster, and he went a little faster. So I seen this car coming, probably, it was a long, long open stretch. I saw a car coming approximately half a mile ahead. So I stepped on it, got up to 63 somewhere in there, and passed the guy, pulled in close. Here comes a highway patrol, or not a highway patrol, I'm sorry. It was a deputy sheriff, Burley County. He comes by me, flips on his light, comes by, passes the other guy behind me and pulls me over and gets me for speeding. Well, I explained to him the situation, and I said, I was always taught that when something like this happens, pass at a safe speed, but pass with caution with what's necessary. Well, I did this. Well, anyway, I ended up getting a ticket for speeding because I was doing 63, even though I explained to him the situation. And he said, well, sir, he says, what you should do next time if that happens again is call 911 and say you got an erratic driver. Pull back behind him. Well, like I said, I've been driving for a lot of years. Never had this happen to me before. I've always had, you know, if the car got real close, I'd step on the brakes and fall in behind this guy.
Sure. Interesting story. It sounds like you ran into a real jerk there. Sergeant, any advice for him?
Yeah, you know, if it is an erratic driver like that, to where they're kind of baiting you and, you know, kind of playing games with you, trying to get you to speed up, maybe forcing you to stay in that far left lane, that's definitely not a safe thing to practice. You know, law enforcement has to use a little bit of discretion when we come across those things. You know, is the person in the process of passing a vehicle? You know, technically they're not allowed to go over the speed limit, but we do have to exercise some discretion and feel the situation out. The problem that we have, though, is, you know, oftentimes we don't maybe not see that other vehicle or see that you had just passed them. And for all we know, you've been traveling, you know, 65 and that 55 the whole time. So it's a case-by-case basis. It's hard to decipher those out.
Rule of thumb, though, on passing, you really shouldn't be passing if it requires you to exceed the speed limit.
Yep, that is correct. And if it is a reckless driver in front of you, back off from them. Call 911 if it is truly a reckless driver.
John and Forbes listening on K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Morning. Hey, I'm calling about the people that drive around without the headlights on, too. I drive truck, and you see it all the time in rain and snow and fog. I just think that we spent all this money on, you know, clicking and tickets. I think we should have something on, you know, for your lights and or signs that say, hey, are your lights on? Or maybe get the radio stations involved with, you know, when it's bad outside, just make comments on, hey, you guys driving around out there, turn your lights on. And because we need more of it. It's bad. I see it every day. So that's what's on my mind. So.
Yep, very good comments. I think it is something that is an ongoing problem. We should not turn a blind eye to it. We need to pay attention to those. And I'll definitely take your comment to heart and, you know, look for any initiatives that we can do as an agency.
Good advice for us in the media, too, to remember when we do have inclement weather to remind folks to turn the lights on. I didn't know it was a law until today, until somebody called, so appreciate that. Scott, eastbound on I-94, what are you looking at me like I got three heads for? Todd's looking at me like, what, are you crazy?
Where have you been?
You knew it was a law?
You drive a lot more than I do.
Well,
I knew it was a law.
I have the automatic lights. They're always on when you need them.
No excuse for breaking a law.
Yeah, well, I didn't break it. my car was
right?
Smart
am
enough
I
to
right?
turn
right?
those lights on.
You are right, Todd. It doesn't matter whether you're a mole.
I just didn't know.
But make him take a road test next time he renews his
We
license.
Can line that up.
He looked
okay.
at me like I had three heads. Did you see that?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, Scott and eastbound on I-94 listening on K-Fire. What's on your mind, Scott?
How you doing, guys? Hey, just a quick question to take a list. I drive a van for my job. I'm all over the state, driving all the time. I'm on 94 now, but I had a time about a year and a half ago. I was driving along, and I got a phone call, and it was kind of a technical call, so I decided to pull over to finish the call. While I was on the call, I'd been pulled over for only a couple of minutes, and a trooper stopped me and said that, you know, he could ticket me for pulling over and talking on the phone, that I should continue to the next exit before I pulled over. And, you know, I try to do everything safe. I always drive the speed limit, seat belt, headlights, all that. And I always want to be safe. But I've always wondered, is there a law or is that just his take on the situation? I mean, it was perfect weather. There was nothing else. But I thought it was safer to pull over. I just wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, you bet. That, you know, I hate to I don't know the exact specifics of it, but if you need to pull over to the side of the road, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
You'd rather he do that than yak on the phone and be distracted.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to check and make sure there wasn't a law I was breaking or something by doing that.
Nope, I'm not aware of any law.
Okay,
ideally, in Scott's case, you know, it sounds like the trooper said, hey, go to the next exit. Is that the preferred choice?
You know what, it actually is, but... you know, if you pull off the shoulder of the road and you're there for a couple minutes finishing your phone call, there's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, ideally it would be to get off the side of the road or to get off at the next exit.
On the way to Ames for the Bison game a couple weeks ago, we had a couple of reports we had to do, and so I was traveling with Steve Hallstrom, who does a sports show for us, and we pulled over, and he actually got out of the car at an exit and went up, and, you know, just because I was on one call and he was on another one to be out. It's amazing how many people think you're in trouble when you do that. Right,
yep.
You know, because we have people stop. You need some help, you know. Like car after car is like, hey, can we help you? What's going on? Some people actually pulled behind us, got out of the car, and came up like we needed a little, you know. So it's nice to know there's a lot of good Samaritans out there.
Yep, it happens all the time. I do it to and from work on a daily basis, pulling behind a vehicle that's on the side of the road, and they kind of just give me the thumbs up or the okay sign, and I know they're just on the phone.
Bob in Valley City, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I'd like to talk about, at the beginning of the show, you said you might be interested in hearing some comments about the tragedy that happened here in Dallas City, about that old woman that got hit by a car. You actually sounded surprised that he wasn't prosecuted. I wonder what was that about?
Well, I personally just thought when a pedestrian's killed, it's serious whether they're 90 or they're 9, right? And in this case, the prosecutor denied any charges in the death of
the reason that they didn't prefer any charges was because they had a thorough investigation. BCI came down and did a thorough investigation. And have you ever been driving and the sun is right in your eyes and you can't see?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Did you stop in the middle of the road and wait till the sun goes down to proceed? I think so.
I actually do. Yeah. I mean, in fact, it happened to me this week. I was driving into the sun. It was ridiculous, and I could not see, and I stopped. I mean, I literally stopped because I was scared to death. I couldn't see in front of my nose. So,
That's just about what happened in this situation. The person, and I know the person that did this, or this happened to, and he was driving up to a stop sign. He was about 20 feet from a stop sign, and the sun hit him in the face, and he started to stop. And as soon as he started to stop is when the elderly woman stepped off the curb, and he hit her. And the BCI did a thorough investigation, and they came down and said that, you know, hey, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, you were coming up this road. Just, you know, the very next day they did the sun analysis, and, you know, it was absolutely, you know, if he would have stopped, he just didn't have any reason to stop, and, you know, until the stop sign, but the sun hit him, so he did stop, and that's when he happened to hit the elderly woman, and it was tragedy all the same. But, you know, I don't really think that any charges should have been, preferred, you know, punishment and stuff like that is for punishment for doing something wrong.
Yeah, reckless. You know, I would agree with you now that I know more about the case. All I was going by was a headline, so that's helpful information.
Yeah, and I just feel so bad for the person that did it because, I mean, he's still, you know, I know that it's a bad thing for the woman that passed away, but he's got to live with it for the rest of his life, and he's quite a young man, and he... You know, he was scared because he did absolutely nothing wrong, and I feel bad, but the truth is that, I mean, it was just one of those things that happened, and this time the prosecution and the political fallout fell in the right direction because they did an investigation, they found out what the situation was, and no charges were preferred, and this time, you know, justice served the tragedy, but, you know, sometimes things happen. And
sure. It makes sense. Makes perfect sense, Bob. Thanks very much for the call and for sharing more of the story with us. Appreciate that very much. We get Chuck and Thompson in here listening on AM 1100 quickly before the break. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hi. I just have a real quick question for the trooper. I was issued a citation, and on the citation, the officer put down that I wrote, live in Fargo, Minnesota, and the color of my vehicle was purple when in fact it's maroon. In his experience, are those technicalities to get me out of a ticket?
No, absolutely not. It's simply a typo on the citation. It wouldn't be anything that would get you out
Fargo,
of a citation.
Fargo, Minnesota?
What's that?
He said Fargo, Minnesota.
Oh, did he?
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't know there was a Fargo, Minnesota.
I was never in Fargo, Minnesota.
But he's from Thompson, home of the Tommies. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. Brad and Minot, when we come back and others waiting, Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your calls.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top of the hour, our final segment. I don't want to be done. It's been a lot of fun talking to folks today, as it always is, on What's on Your Mind. By the way, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs. We're talking 60,000 plus in the industry in North Dakota alone. And just in the industry, imagine all the spinoffs, great careers, and $30 billion in economic impact helps to solve the challenges of our state's growth as well. And, of course, national security. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com and MyPillow.com, also one of our fine sponsors. Todd and I really sleep well these days. When Carrie doesn't steal his pillow and when Maria doesn't steal mine, we're in good shape.
Oh, I've chained it to myself now. I'm not letting that thing go.
The National Sleep Foundation's official pillow.
And we're celebrating by offering a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow now.
That's right.
This is the patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. This is machine washable and dryable like your favorite pair of blue jeans. This is non-allergenic. This comes with a 10-year warranty. And my favorite example of just how much these pillows are what we say they are, 60-night money-back guarantee.
Yeah, they don't do that in the box stores.
You sleep on it for 59 nights and go, you know what, I want to send it back, you can. That's how much they know you're going to love this. 10-year warranty, this thing will not go flat. 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, and you get the two-for-one deal, or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. I love my pillow. Do you love your pillow, Don?
I do. Yeah. Use it right about now.
Okay. Lieutenant Tom Iverson is here, who had a promotion in August that we missed the memo on. Sorry about that. We've been calling you Sergeant all morning. My bad.
That's all right.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson.
I have an excuse. I did the news story on K-Fire on him and still forgot.
It's Trooper Tom taking your calls. John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'll shorten this up. I was going to tell a war story, but not to put you on the spot, officer, but can you recall the funniest excuse you've ever gotten?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. Boy, I'm trying to think of something that comes to mind. You know, I recall an individual one time that had to go to the bathroom or claimed she had to go to the bathroom and wasn't necessarily buying the excuse. And make a long story short, I probably should have listened to her.
Oh, no. Good lesson learned there.
But she didn't lie. You have to admit that,
that's,
right?
That's a good one. Wow. She's a very good actor and had a little love. Never mind. Bob and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire for Lieutenant Tom Iverson. Trooper talk today. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just have a question. Been wanting to ask for a long time, but sometimes when I'm driving at night on the interstate or Highway 83 and I have my brights on, I'll get truckers in particular will, you know, flash their lights at me to dim them. And I've often wondered if that's required, you know, because a lot of times there's quite an area between the medians, you know, where you're not really, the traffic isn't really coming directly at you. So I was just wondering if that's a law that you're supposed to dim them or how does that work?
Very good question. On divided highways such as Highway 83, I-29, I-94, you do not need to dim your headlights. You can run with your brights on. However, you need to dim them if you're following behind a vehicle. So,
okay.
Yep.
And that's what again, just the interstates?
Yep, just interstates. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I said, what about nationwide on the interstate system?
Oh, boy, I would not know on that. I know all divided highways, though, the interstates. And
so is that 83 and 85, too, where they're divided?
Yes, correct.
Okay, very interesting. Appreciate that. Let's go to Steve in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Your question, Steve.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. I thought most vehicles have daylight for the vehicles, and I'm coming up out of Wyoming here on 85. Geez, I mean, half these vehicles don't have lights. I just thought that's the way it was anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A lot of, you know, most newer vehicles do have the daytime running lights, but, you know, I guess it's kind of a mixed bag out there if they have them or not. But
you know, you also have to put them on the automatic setting.
Yep, that's definitely true.
So some folks could have them but aren't using them. Tom and Hettinger listening on 550 K-Fire. Your question quick, Tom.
I was just wondering what we can do as a motorist if I'm driving the speed limit and I look in my rearview mirror and there's nothing but a grill of an 18-wheeler behind me, and he's just itching to pass me, and I'm doing the speed limit and he's doing about 75, 80 miles an hour. What can a motorist do on a person like that? Can he call the state radio and say, so-and-so is coming up Highway 8000 Mandan and doing 80 miles an hour, or what? What can motorists do to report a speeder like that?
Yep, you can call state radio. We get a lot of calls on speeding vehicles. You know, it's very hard for us to respond to that and find that exact vehicle. By the time we get out there, maybe they slow down and we can't just stop that vehicle.
Just to eradicate the situation, maybe you slow down and pull over a little bit and allow them to pass, if they are, driving somewhat reasonable. It's a hard situation to be in, but we definitely want to avoid any kind of a road rage incident.
Last one from an emailer. Tyler wants to know what the laws are for hauling hay after dark with a semi without hay sides.
Oh, boy, hauling hay after dark.
Save that one for next time?
Yeah, we might have to save that one for next
all
time.
All right, here's an email or a Facebook question. When is it appropriate to drive in the left lane on the highway? That is considered the fast lane, correct?
Well, it kind of is, but you are allowed to drive in the left lane. You can even go around somebody in the right lane. So they're both for driving, but typically that left lane is the faster lane.
Joe in South Dakota, Mark in Beulah, sorry we didn't get to you. You're out of time. We'll do it again. Lieutenant, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it always.
Thank you.
And by the way, still seats available in New York City, Christmas time, December 7th, ndfb.org. Join us under the events page. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get Meat Taffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.